You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly podcast that discovers the extreme, the disturbing. Fuck, I fucked it up. The bizarre, the disturbing, the extreme,
and everything in between. I'm your host, Chris, and this is my number one Lolita, Lisa.
Hello.
We're also joined by cereal soup poisoner Bo.
That's me. I did just make soup.
Spray it full of bug spray?
Yeah, I put all sorts of goodies in there.
The real reason Jack's not here tonight.
So now you want to join us, do you? Have some soup.
Oh, man.
I will be the only gay one on this podcast. Thank you very much.
There's only room for one queen here.
Yeah.
A few things to take care of before we get started today. First up, we got another movie request.
Oh, no. Yeah. What is it?
I'm happy about this. This is the... Yeah. I want none of the onus on having... like, because I know Slaughtered Vomit was Lisa's fault, and I don't want her to have to carry that burden anymore.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just couldn't wait to watch those.
Yeah, she wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did this to us.
Uh-huh.
Actually, two separate requests for the same movie, which we will reveal at the end of the episode.
Okay.
A much belated shout out. Kelly from Kelly's Taboo Terrors.
Is this our pod mommy?
Yeah, this is podcast mommy. She's been kind of helping me out behind the scenes. Her show, Kelly's Taboo Terrors, is starting back November 17th. On or around November 17th. She's doing like a whole season on necrophilia. So every movie she covers, like 8 movies or something like that. All about necrophilia.
Okay.
So after I got some tips for our interview, I thought, well, Kelly's an expert on necrophilia. Maybe she could answer my necrophilia question for me. Which was, if a dude fucks my corpse, will it turn me gay?
Yeah. I am also eager to know the answer from a necrophilic expert.
Yeah. Me too.
Should we have him rendered comatose and then fucked by a man?
Oh, that was for sure turn me gay.
Okay. I want you to meet your maker as a homosexual. This is the end goal.
Right, yeah. She basically said, like, it's not gonna turn you gay, bruh.
Yeah, because that's like a, you know, rape, kinda. It's not like you can't give consent. It's like a statutory rape. Like, you're not capable of consenting to this sodomy I'm gonna do to your body. Yeah. And I'm gonna do it.
She gave me a very good, detailed answer, and I appreciate that.
Nice.
And, you know, we kind of went on further, and I said, you know, I don't think I could ever have sex with a dead body, but I'd probably touch a boob. And she kind of called me out on my hypocrisy pretty fast, like, you're scared of getting turned gay, but you'll touch a boob. I was like, oh, shit, you're right.
Well.
She's like, you want consent for somebody to fuck your corpse, but you don't want consent to touch a boobie. Now, I did kind of, like, in reality, I'm like, I'm not sure if I'd touch a boob. But in the message, I made it seem like day one at the morgue, I was for sure touching a boobie. And I think that's where the miscommunication happened.
Well, you could just be like, I was giving her CPR.
Right, yeah.
And they'll be like, Chris, okay, yeah, she's been dead for 2 weeks. You'll be like, oh, well, I was confused.
Just trying to touch up my necromancy skills.
Yeah, I just, yeah, boobs are there. I mean, it's something you could probably got to do as a morgue attendant.
Yeah, I bet you get to fondle all sorts of things.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't touch boob day one. It would take a lot. Like, it would have to be, like, maybe year 5 on the job.
After you've established some credibility.
Yeah, you know, you've been there for a while.
Yeah, and it would have to be the right woman.
The right woman comes around. Anyway, check out Kelly's Taboo Terrors. Anyway, moving on. Also want to shout out Mike from Belgium. And he mentioned he really liked the Human Hibachi movies. Good to see Human Hibachi getting some love. Mm-hmm. Next shout out is going to be to the Graveyard Club. I talked to them like freaking all day one day. They have a podcast too. I think they mostly do like regular horror movies. But I think they're getting into kind of more extreme stuff. And they really liked our Tumbling Doll of Flesh episode. They're from Dublin. Yeah, so check them out. Graveyard Club. I listened to their episode on Cannibal Holocaust. And it was kind of funny listening to it from like, because they're coming at it from like a fresh perspective. And we're just, you know, blown out.
Yeah.
We are prolapsed.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they're just like, oh my God, this is insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I understand now. Okay. Yeah. Didn't we call that a nice palate cleanser or something?
Oh, no, that was Ferox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nah, Cannibal Holocaust is legitimately fucked. I think we were...
Yeah, child porn's not great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little rough. The bestial brutality also, you know.
Yeah, and so he just asked me about, like, all these, all these movies that we've covered. And it ended up with, you know, vomit gore, as it does. And he's going to check them out. So, good luck. Well, Lisa, please tell me, what the fuck are you watching?
I'm watching Lolita Vibrator Torture from 1987.
Spicy title. The spiciest of titles.
Mm-hmm.
So spicy, it was hard to look anything up for this movie.
Yeah, I think I'm on a list now.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Just for trying to find anything out about this or see it.
Big time, dude. Like, yeah, I got so many messages that's like, child sexual abuse is illegal.
Oh.
I was like, damn, dude, I'm just trying to find a movie.
Like, yeah, that's where we're concerned.
This one is directed by Hisayasu Sato. It's got a squiggly over the O, man. I don't know if that's... I don't know what the fuck that means, dude.
He's a tall...
dude, there's a lot of squigglies. Man. Okay. Shit. Okay, written by Shiro Yumino, starring Sayaku Kimura, Ryo Yanagawa, and Yutaka Ikajima. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
A sicko lural... fucking shit. A sicko lure... A sicko lures a young girl to his freight container and subjects her to plenty of mean and nasty.
I thought you were going to say plenty of fish. It would have worked just as well. I've been lured there by a sicko or two.
Plenty of mean and nasty.
That's a strange sentence, but that's what we got.
They were in a submarine at the bottom of the ocean. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Now, here's a first for us, guys. We don't have a parent's guide.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is sex and nudity is rated severe by one person. Violence and gore rated severe by one person. Everything else is just blank.
Yeah, we don't have any cool little notes or anything. So, Lisa, I was hoping maybe you could make up some.
No.
People probably fucking bullied everyone out from admitting they watched this.
Yeah.
You know, as an expert parent myself, I would say, you know, if you're like a helicopter mom, but in a sexy way.
Wait, what's a helicopter mom?
The ones that sort of hover about.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. But say you're a helicopter mom. You're one of those boy moms who, like, is way too into their sons.
Yeah, you're fucking them.
Yeah. This is the movie for you and your children to watch together.
I'll be your Lolita, little Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who's mama's boy? Is this what we're doing? I forgot the question.
Well, we're kind of just winging it, man. We don't have a parent's guide.
Oh, right. I'm a parent.
So what would your comment be for sex and nudity?
Yeah, we're going to go with this is heavy. Extreme. Is that they rated
severe.
Extreme probably?
Severe.
Yeah.
So is it, though? It's really just boob.
Six boobies are featured in this film.
Yeah. So, honestly, moderate on nudity.
Yeah.
There's a lot of intimating.
Yeah.
Of some, we'll call it sexually aggressive acts.
Well, there's a lot of vibrator action going on.
A lot of vibrator action.
You don't really see the penetration, but you do see it slip into the underwear. Violence and gore. A lot of people die. I think acid gets thrown on them. I'm pretty sure somebody gets peed on.
Not as hot as you might think.
Yeah.
Lots of poison drinking.
Poison.
And spitting up blood.
Yeah.
The blood is, like, thick, turgent, mucusy blood, too. Or I'm just on one today. I don't know.
It was something.
There was some elasticity there.
Yeah, that was some thick blood. They were probably literally choking on it.
Yeah, I think so.
And a lot of molestation and Lolita vibrator torture. Let me tell you, and it's maybe not graphic, but it is disturbing. Because that guy was slurping all over them girls. Profanity, couldn't tell you. But what was last week's? But I assume it is very profane.
Oh, yeah, but I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't speak the native language, but I'm going to assume it was mostly racist and vulgar speech happening.
They said the N-word, like, all the time.
Yeah. And not the Korean one.
They said Nigiri, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm, but they said it with a hard R. Yeah.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking? Probably. Those girls are out of control.
Yeah.
Frightening and intense scenes.
I think we'll go with severe.
We're going to go with definitely severe. Just go back to the molestation. We're not very good at this. We need the parents to get in here.
Well, you know, as a single mother myself, I've never actually put a ton of thought into the, like, health or well-being of my child. So it seems kind of, like, counterintuitive because I'm a lot into self-love. And I think that by being a good example of self-love and prioritizing myself, that I'll teach them to do the same.
Well, you gotta love yourself before you can love someone else.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, when you're...
But you should only love yourself.
I think so as well. And often to the detriment of anyone else involved. Because, you know, true love hurts everyone but you.
Hell yeah.
Does that answer your question?
You know, we're all about personal growth here. What the fuck are you watching? Love yourself.
Yeah. Take the dick pills.
Hell yeah. All right, damn it. Lolita vibrated torture. Reopen. To a young schoolgirl hanging up missing posters of a very scary looking dude.
Yeah, he's got an intense countenance, this one.
He doesn't look like somebody you want to find.
Yeah.
Well, she wants to make sure he's dead somewhere so that he she doesn't happen upon him inadvertently.
Yeah, and the guy's asking her, like, why are you putting those posters up? Who's that guy? And she just kind of ignores him. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy comes up. And he's like, oh, I'm a detective. Or is it the same guy?
Same guy, I think.
Okay.
Because he's a detective, but he's really a photographer. But I'm a detective.
Yeah, he was like, I'm a detective, but yeah. I'm a photographer and I want to take your picture.
He's got a lot going on.
This is a walking Craigslist ad that you do not engage with.
He's anything you want him to be.
Yeah. And yeah, one of my first notes is, I really hope this girl is not the victim in this movie because she is very young.
Yeah. could not find any information. I was very afraid that these were actually Lolitas.
I really fucking hope
narrative as I watched it was that they seem like they have like boobs.
True.
Yeah.
Which you know, I know there are 12-year-olds walking around with boobs, but
that's mostly like American 12-year-olds.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with these were, you know, just naturally youthful looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I kept telling myself through the whole movie. Like, I know they probably just look young.
Yeah, until proven otherwise, I'm going to go with these are just young-looking 18-year-old girls. This director seems pretty above board.
And also, I didn't get hard once, so everyone's probably at least 20.
Right. He's directed, I don't know, a thousand movies.
So many.
And they're all kind of in that Japanese pink genre.
Brain sex? What the hell's brain sex?
Yeah, he does a lot. He does a lot of that softcore kind of, they're called pink films.
Bondage, ecstasy, lesbian rape.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's got a ton.
I think he just gives them crazy spicy titles.
Yeah.
So people like us are like, fuck, we gotta watch that.
Uh-huh.
Rape climax.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking these are not actually Lolitas. Unless somebody can prove me wrong.
Gosh, look at that. His last one was 2023. Like, he's still doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Damn.
But anyway, what happens next, Liz?
I think we get the scene of the girls all talking to each other while they're walking.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. One of them's talking about she's going to go home and take a shit. One of them's talking about going to go home and masturbate. The guys are yelling at him on the street, like catcalling him. And she's yelling back that she will never have immoral sexual relations.
And
she's
going
to go home and masturbate.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. I thought that was cool little scene. All these girls talking about going home and taking shits and masturbating.
Yeah.
Chris was like, you've never had these conversations with your girlfriends? And I was like, honestly, no.
I've not. I've just recently learned that girls actually poop.
Oh my God.
Did you see it happen? Do you know for sure?
I guess I don't really know. Because I've never seen it happen.
Exactly.
Although I am pretty sure I've seen a Japanese woman, like, diarrhea shit onto a dude's face, and he ate every drop of it.
So I was going to bring this up. I don't know about a Japanese woman specifically, but I have watched a woman take a shit on a dude's chest while I was also in the room. So I know that they possess the faculties and or capabilities to produce the poop.
Yeah.
God.
They just do it for fun.
But I think it's implicitly and exclusively for the use of the sexual needs and or desires of a man.
Yeah. Everything we do is.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thanks, Bo.
No problem.
Lisa?
I'm going to need to see you after class.
Make it juicy. Lisa's going to quit talking to both of us at some point.
Yeah, we're fucked.
I mean, she'll come back around to me. I don't know what you're going to do, though.
Yeah, she'll definitely come back around to you first. I got about 3 years waiting period. Anyway, our girl gets home. What's her name? I'll tell you.
Sailor Moon.
Her name is Kozue. Anyway, Kozue gets home from a long day of school and checks the answering machine.
Yeah, the fucking wildest message I've ever heard is on this answering machine.
I didn't even take notes for this.
I didn't either.
It's just like, yo, let's fuck.
Yeah, but, and I also liked the implication being that, like, there's obviously a resource available. You're like, I saw this hot 12-year-old walking home from school earlier. What's her number?
Yeah.
Because he was able to get it.
Yeah, it's so strange. Like,
well, maybe he saw her go home and then looked it up in the phone book. I forgot phone books used to exist.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about those, actually.
I'm like, I don't know. Or wow. Maybe it's for the parents. Yeah. or I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. This movie's so weird.
No, I think it was for her.
Yeah, she's up to no good, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you.
This is a nefarious 12-year-old.
The next morning, yeah, her friend knocks on the door and she opens it and her friend's like, good morning, fellow student of the same grade.
You know, like the 40-year-old cast in like 21 Jump Street or something, like, hello, other youth. Like, I am also of the youth.
All the memes you see of like, who is it, like Steve Buscemi. Yeah. Hello, fellow students.
Yeah.
Very that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Oh my God, it cracked me up so much.
Or like AI today trying to learn how to talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, good morning, fellow human.
Hello. I am also capable of reproduction.
It's so hard to tell what the fuck was going on because I don't know if it's like some weird translation error or if, like, you know, the kid was just being fucking weird, you know?
I'm going to go with it's probably a little bit of bull. Some shit.
Well, no, because then later on at the end of the movie, when she does the little art show or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, who is she? Maybe a student from your same grade or something like that. Like, basically the same shit that girl said.
Yeah,
It's got to be a poor translation then, because it's...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe. Man, I don't know. That was such a weird thing to say.
It was. And so then I couldn't even really focus on what happened next, because I was like, man, that was fucking weird.
Well, even the stuff that seemed appropriately translated, I thought all of the dialogue was quite bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she invites her friend in, and it's like, yo, what you want to drink? And her friend says something fucking weird, because that's just what she does.
she's fucking like, alien.
Yeah.
So she's,
hello, fellow student. And, like,
apparently, Kozue doesn't understand it either, because she's like, all right, cafe all lot, whatever the fuck it's called.
She said, oh, hot bag of milk? I've got that.
She boils that milk. It just fucking dumps it on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
Enjoy your warm dairy product, human.
And the other girl's like, oh, that's hot. That's hot. She's like, shut up.
Like, what are we watching? What are we watching right now?
Unironically, this was about my level. This is why I don't understand how I wasn't bullied. Or if I was and just didn't notice.
Yeah.
I feel like this is about... like my level of sociability as a child. Yeah. Which is why everyone thought I was autistic, because it was just a lot of this.
And like, that's the thing, like, this whole first half of the movie basically I was having such a hard time kind of following it because every other sentence from these people is just so fucking bonkers, man. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah.
There's some older animes that fall into this trap too, which is why I'm going to relegate this to a translation issue. Okay. Surely.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's also probably some suspicious writing too. It's probably a little of both.
I don't know, man. I mean, the shit's funny.
It's pretty fucking funny.
But, like, it was just so unexpected.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going into this movie with the title. That title carries a lot of weight. Yeah. There's just fucking wild shit happening in this movie. It's not even, like, the main focal point. It's just subplot shit.
That's probably what I struggled mm-hmm. with most in this, is it was, like, I couldn't... They kept talking about shit, and it like divorced me from any of the like arguable horrors that were taking place in yeah. between the bits yeah. of dialogue. Uh-huh. So I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So there's immersion breaking at the very least.
We just cut to the submarine underneath the ocean and somebody, a vibrator torturer has a Lolita in his possession. And he's torturing her with a vibrator. With a
creepy vibrator. And then he makes her drink some milk of the poppy.
Hell yeah. And
she starts puking it all back up. Puking up blood.
And right as she's dying, takes 1,000 fucking pictures of her.
I don't know what it was. It just looked like milk.
Yeah, it was gross. Milk's gross. Stop drinking milk, you freaks.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what the hell this is. All of my notes say milk.
And then we cut to Kozue. Put a tampon in. Menstruating.
Did not like this. I hated this. Like, why did we need to see that?
Yeah. I don't have an explanation for you.
We saw the one, I can't remember what movie it was, that we saw the scene where they pulled the tampon out.
That was Slow Torture Puke Chamber.
That was a Lucy.
Everybody stop playing with fucking tampons. It's just weird and gross.
Well, you know, Elise, I think it's important that we humanize tampon usage, or whatever it's called. Destigmatize tampon usage.
Okay, but we don't have to freaking show it.
Oh, I also learned that this might be actually, it's not Lolita vibrator torture. It might be Lolita colon vibrator torture.
Also, in the credits, they called it, like, Lolita Vibrator Attack or Assault. I think maybe that was, like, the Japanese version or something, you know?
It's also known as the Secret Garden. Which, don't look that one up because you're going to get a completely different movie.
Oh, yeah, there is a Secret Garden movie. I think it just recently had a remake.
Yeah.
I don't like garden as a metaphor. Never have. Don't guess I'll ever.
What is the Stone Temple? What do the Stone Temple Pilots say?
I wanna wicked run garden. Your wicked garden.
Don't like it.
I mean, you plant seeds in it and things grow.
That is true. I understand the metaphors. Oh, okay. You know, I get it. I don't like.
Yeah,
it,
I've always hated it.
What about flower? Do you like my beautiful flower? Because I don't like that one either.
No.
My flower.
No, I don't like it, and I really don't want to watch it bloom.
You want to deflower my bloom? No.
Is it going to bloom like...
Like a blooming onion?
A bouquet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the one that was like, bloom?
I just imagine kind of like sticking an air hose next to it. Blooming it out.
What the fuck?
How else are you gonna make it bloom? You gotta spread the lips out.
Do you ever go down there and just
don't do that?
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Give it a try. We'll see what happens.
Don't blow air into vaginas.
Yeah, you gotta fucking take care of them things. There's maintenance.
don't know what we're talking about.
Well, some little fucking delinquent is spraying fucking bug spray all up in the soup.
Oh, yeah. This is the soup subplot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is a very important thing.
It is featured.
Yeah. Somebody poisons the fucking soup. Now, I don't really know what comes of this. I don't know if the school's evacuated or what. But the soup is...
Does the soup poisoning call for an evacuation, you think? Or is that more like a, let's just dump out the soup?
I'm assuming they didn't have a backup plan.
No, I think people ate the soup.
Yeah. They say, ah, that's a weird tang to this one.
Yeah, and Kozue is now upset with herself that she dumped milk all over the place like a fucking weirdo. And at least she recognizes her problems. And then I think she meets up with her detective on the top of the building. Anyway, Kozue gets kidnapped by her detective dude that was supposed to find her missing person. Now she's a missing person. She's in a submarine under the ocean.
Yeah, well, and he says, welcome to the submarine. We're at the bottom of the ocean, nowhere to run.
Yeah, and she's getting vibrator tortured.
Joke's on you, this is where I was headed anyway.
And she's but she's got her own vibrator, and they do a vibrator duel.
Oh my god!
Imagine.
Oh my god. No. At first, he says something like, "Are you unsatisfied?"
When did we start?
And then he starts like rubbing the vibrator all over her.
Yeah, that's exactly how I approach every sexual encounter. By the way. I start sort of flopping and slapping my dick around on or about them and keep repeatedly asking, are you unsatisfied?
Yeah.
Are you unsatisfied?
And then, go home.
Are you not entertained?
And then he's crying and like spits in her face and rips her clothes off and starts trying to attack her with his vibrator.
Yeah.
And then he discovers her secret vibrator hidden in her panties.
Yeah.
Are you a pervert too?
He says, why do you have something like this?
Incredulous.
Yeah. She's like, give it back. And he's like, oh, only if you let me watch you use it. And then he's like, oh, you're a pervert too.
Are you a pervert too?
Now her vibrator is a sleek chrome compact vibrator. His vibrator
still too big to be lugging around in your fucking panties.
It is. It's a big one.
And those were like cotton baggy panties too. They don't have the like capacity.
They were standard issue. Probably got them with the uniform panties.
Yeah.
So, but his vibrator is probably the same size, but it's wired, and it's got a monstrous battery pack. That thing probably takes D cells.
The battery pack is insane.
It's as big as the vibrator.
Yeah, it's like a drill thing, like a battery pack for a drill or something.
Yeah, uh-huh. Dude. So I'm assuming his vibrator lasts for a very long time, especially if it's got Duracells in it.
What are we talking about?
Well, I think no. We were doing the
We were comparing vibrators.
Duel of the Fates, vibrator duel.
Yeah,
Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's got her own vibrator.
Slut.
What a slut.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrator torture.
Well, he's like, make me. I'll give it back if you let me watch you use it. She has an interesting bit of dialogue here, which struck me. She's like, I couldn't even save myself for my father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something about her hymen, and that she was supposed to save herself for her father.
And now she bleeds every month.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild words coming out of this Lolita.
Yeah.
Anyway, she gets vibrator tortured, and
she likes.
She's on her period. As we've seen when she was replacing the tampon. Oh, that's
because this one's all mucusy.
Yeah, so there's blood on the vibrator now, and he's rubbing it all over her boobies.
It's more than blood, though. This has became more effective now that I pieced that bit together. I got so distracted by that I was supposed to save myself from my father bit. I somehow missed that she was actively on her period.
Yeah.
So this all makes more sense again for me. That's good.
Yeah.
I hated that tampon scene so much, and I just didn't even realize that it was the same girl, I don't think.
But, immediately fucking memory wiped. I fucking didn't even correlate.
Yep.
Now, I think...
Good job, Chris.
Thanks.
Enjoy that.
I know. I'm going to take this credit while I can get it. Let it flow over me. anyway. Now, the torturer, the vibrator torturer, is all thrown off at this point. This girl's got her own vibrator. What's he to do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they're kind of... He gives her, like, food and stuff.
Yeah, so this becomes the, like... This is when the, like, Stockholm situation begins.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Fetish Watch 2024, I did stumble into a lot of vibrator torture while looking for Lolita vibrator torture. And I think I can safely say it is not a fetish of mine. So we are still searching for my fetish.
Well, it sounds like Lisa hasn't pooped on your chest yet.
Yeah.
So
I'm holding out hope for that one.
Yeah.
I guess, don't knock until you try it, but I'm going to be 100% honest with you, man. I don't think I'm going to be into it.
My guess is...
You already said you wanted it.
Yeah.
I told you that was your consent right there.
Yeah. It's going to happen to you. Let's just hope it's something you enjoy.
Let's just fucking do it in the bathtub, at least.
That's sort of my rule about, like, I'd be fine with engaging in some piss play, but pee on my bed?
Yeah, dude.
Don't pee on my bed.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, fuck that, man. I'm about to go to sleep in that thing.
Yeah. Do it in the closet.
The torturer and Kozue conspire to kidnap the soup girl. Now. Mm-hmm.
Is this where they talk about the pictures of all the people on the walls?
Yeah, he brings back food, gives her some food, and they're nibbling. And so she's like, what are these pictures of that are all over the walls of their submarine?
Mm-hmm. And he was like, and these are pictures of people in the moment of death, you know.
And they are pretty fucked up looking pictures, man. Uh-huh. Like, that's probably the most disturbing part of the movie, to be honest, is all those pictures. Like, eyes bugged out, fucking...
Yeah.
Pulling her nostrils up.
It is graphic imagery.
Yeah.
I think, and then he goes into his whole thing about how he's a photographer and he's a detective, but he decided why not become a criminal, basically.
Yeah, I'm a photographer. And then the next sentence, I'm a detective. But everyone just does whatever they want here. So I thought, why not become a criminal and join the madness?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, our detective / photographer / submarine driver / torturer is walking down the street, meets up with a girl who has a sign on her back that says, I poisoned the fucking soup or something like that.
Yeah, and it's like neatly taped on both corners to her back.
Yeah, like I don't.
And the guy goes, "Hey,
hey, you're the guy. You're the girl that poisoned the soup, aren't you?"
Oh, yes.
I don't even know. Oh, the detective asks. No,
he asks
about...
like, what school do you go to? I think.
Oh yeah, do you go to the academy, whatever the fuck it's called?
Then she turns around to look at him, and that's when we see the fucking giant piece of paper double taped to her fucking back
with a lot of words on it. like complete sentences. Like, I am the one who poisoned the soup at.
Yeah, there's a whole verse in kanji written on that fucking bitch. I don't know.
But anyway, we learn that the fucking dude's name that Kozue is looking for is Yatsushi.
I don't know. I didn't write down the name.
I've wrote it down stupid. That's not his fucking name. It's Yatsushi. Yatsushi! Yatsushi? Did you write it?
No.
Samsung Yoshi Sushi.
I was saying maybe it's Suki at the end and not sushi.
I have nothing like a value to contribute to this bit because I have no clue.
I very clearly wrote Yatsushi, but I guess that doesn't really mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
I like Yatsushi. Let's go with her.
He comes back to the submarine with his ass drops and he's like, bitch.
Oh, okay.
This guy's dead. What the fuck? And Kozue's like, yeah, she's lying to you, man.
Yeah.
Bring her to the submarine. Mm-hmm. And we'll get the answers.
Yeah.
And the torturer and Kozue formulate a plan to capture the soup girl.
Mm-hmm.
They leave Soup Girl a cassette tape with directions and instructions for something.
It says something like, come to this place to discuss the miso soup incident.
The soup subplot thickens.
Yeah.
And Soup Girl follows these directions to a T.
Yeah, she does.
Because she wants to know about the soup that she poisoned. I thought it was an egg drop.
Said miso. I definitely was involved in a bone broth poisoning.
Yeah. I don't know about this miso soup, though. Mm-hmm.
And she sits down on like a little park bench. She gets fucking kidnapped. Taken to the submarine. And she's tied up on the bed.
She's chained to the bed, yep.
She's fitting to get vibrator tortured.
Yeah, they're asking her questions and
spray painting.
The girl's
her
slapping
boobies.
Her and the guy's spray painting her.
Spray painting all over.
It's just a real fun time.
I almost said sour cream. I meant to say shaving cream.
Shaving cream. Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Is this
That's what it looked like, okay. Yeah. It's
definitely shaving cream. He's
it's
rubbish.
For sure not sour cream. That is definitely what I said, not. But it's not what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not fucking slurping all over. Just...
See, and that's what I was confused about. Like, if it's shaving cream, why are you putting your face all in it?
Maybe it's Cool Whip with no aerosol in the can or something. Not aerosol, but...
You know, so that's what I almost wondered. Maybe it's like Cool Whip.
Yeah, when you hit the Cool Whip can as a whippet for too long, and then all that's left in it is the actual whipped cream. Maybe it's that.
Okay. Maybe? I don't know, man.
Yeah,
because
I'm not
it
sure.
didn't have that those ripples in it. Those ridges, you
that's
know.
That's true.
This was shaving cream.
I think so as well, and I think he just looked
definitely...
it in mind.
Yeah, he kind of doesn't give a fuck.
It's definitely what it looked like with shaving cream.
He's got issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, His dick doesn't work.
His dick doesn't work, so he has to be crazy.
I've eaten ass that I've already been fucking in, so there's like lube happening, which isn't great. I think it's better than shaving cream, though.
Sometimes you just get that dog in you, you know, and you're just fucking in it.
Yeah.
Like
so I can get I understand this.
Like on Tumbling Doll, that dude with the tongue. He's just
he just had to have that fucking tongue.
Yeah, that's kind of what this guy's doing here.
He's
just fucking grabbing everything within arm's reach, shaving cream, spray paint, fucking putting his face on it, blah, boobies.
I'm scared to like compliment the boobs on these girls.
Yeah.
A Supergirl you know did mean? Have some boobies, man. Supergirl had some boobies.
Because what if they are like... Surely they're not.
I'm leaning towards no.
So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt And plus,
yeah.
It's not the like schoolgirl thing that makes them hot to me. I'm saying they like have like objectively great bodies.
Yeah.
And ironically, schoolgirl outfits and stuff, I think, are that's somebody's well, fantasy, that's a big, but it's not
that's
mine.
A big guy fantasy, I think.
It's a little.
I don't even know any guys
opinion.
Really that care about that, though.
Yeah,
I know they must exist.
I mean, maybe when I was like, I don't know,
15 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, and like, if a hot girl shows up to like play with you in a schoolgirl outfit, then you're not going to be like not into it.
Yeah, I'm going to be like,
happy they're there for the most part.
Yeah, I think a lot of people maybe default to that because it's like a classical,
it's like the
submissive type.
Yeah,
or like, I don't know things. I'm just a little schoolgirl.
Well, and the baby, yeah, like sexy baby. I don't know.
Anyway, we torture the fuck out of Soup Girl. She
does not have a good time of it.
My note is a violent vibrator fucking.
Mm-hmm. Gets all up in there. Now, I am kind of glad that they didn't go the tumbling doll of flesh route with the blurred vaginas and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say the chapstick.
Like, they kind of just like slip it into the underwear, I guess.
Yeah. It's a good.
It worked for me a lot better than just the mosaic.
Yeah.
Well, also, it's easier to like disassociate from like it's easier to co-sign this. Obviously, just being some actors doing a thing, whereas with Tumbling Doll of Flesh,
mm-mm.
I'd argue baseline that girl was getting railed for most of it.
Yeah.
Which is also fine, but. When you get to the rapey bits, it makes for a different experience.
Anyway, our Kozue jumps the fuck in. She starts doing a little vibrator torture herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sort of deputizes herself as the, you know, vibrator torture assistant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My next note is the spray can thing. Like, he has, like, a spray can with the milk stuff in it.
Sprays it all in her face.
Yeah, and he like sprays her face with it. I don't know what that thing's called. There's a name for it. And then, you know, she starts puking the milk stuff up. And
yeah. And then we throw her in a tub and
bleeding. No, she's puking and bleeding in at the mouth, and he's taking the pictures of her.
I think we throw her in a tub. Pee on her.
He goes into his thing about he used to work at a slaughterhouse so that he could take pictures of the dead animals.
Yeah.
And then he became neurotic because he was just surrounded by death all the time. And then he tried to fuck prostitutes, but his tool is useless. But it's okay for a third-rate whore like her. And then he starts pissing on her.
Yeah. I remember there was some like soliloquy beforehand.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember where any of that landed. Like chronologically.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I mean though. The dialogues kept removing me from everything because it's all just so goofy.
I know.
To me.
It was kind of goofy, but at the same time, like I'm trying to fucking follow it, but it's so fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they contradict themselves a lot throughout it, which it might also be an unfortunate product of faulty translations. I'm not sure. So, you know, it's just not great. Not great plot. But an awful lot of, like, trying to force a plot, and it didn't, none of it landed for me. Maybe it did for somebody else, but it didn't for me. And so the result was like a bunch of really goofy, like not great acting, and then some maybe of the weaker, this is on the weaker side in the gore department or like horror, mm-hmm. like that's those elements that we engage in here. This is on the weaker side of that as well. So the conglomerate of all that was just like, bleh.
I think we've kind of ventured into like pure softcore porn territory with these pink films.
Yeah, for sure. Which I'm also fine with. It's just like a different thing.
We learned that Mr. Sushi is the one that took Kozue's virginity. That's why she wants to find him.
Yeah, she talks about that guy that she's looking for. She says he made a video and brought it to her house. And then he ran away. And he committed suicide. And then she said, now we're in love, the two of us, as she's holding the vibrator up. And I was like, man, she's talking about her vibrator right now. Mm-hmm. They're in love. And then she made him lick the blood off of the vibrator after she fucked herself with it. And then, yeah, they go into playing with the dildo in his butt.
Yeah, she's like, I'll help you out, bro.
Uh-huh.
Vibrator in the ass.
Yeah.
It gets him hard.
Yeah, she says, now you're starting to feel it. And then he actually starts having sex with her.
What?
Yeah. Turns out his tool is not useless. He just needs something in his butt.
He's just gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not. There's a joke. Liking your ass played with doesn't make you gay. Unless it's by a dude with a dick in it.
Maybe just kidnap a dude one time and see what happens.
Yeah, shove a vibrator at a dude. See if you like that.
So, yeah, he can finally have sex because she put something in his ass.
Oh, yeah.
And then that it's like, and then my next note is that she goes and opens the door. Yeah. And, you know, she says, oh, is this the bottom of the ocean? And then it pans out to a shipping container on a rooftop.
Just on a roof.
Yep.
Yeah, so she's crazy. Pretty much just fucking hanging out with Mr. Vibrator Torturer. And they do a fucking photo gallery of all his murder victims?
She does. She, like, publishes all his photos.
Which, what's going on there?
I think she says they're her photos. And that's when we get the people interviewing her or whatever. And, the guy says, who's the model? A fellow student from the same grade?
Yeah.
And then back to him and her in the shipping container talking.
Wearing sunglasses, both of them.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's, I don't know, talking about how she published his photos and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she said it would have looked weird if he did it. But because she did it, it was cool.
She's not wrong.
You know, probably not. But it was just a strange thing to happen.
Yeah, the whole thing's just bizarro. I didn't. I don't care about any of this, you know.
Yeah.
And I know I'm in a weird mood today anyway, which didn't help. But yeah. I just, none of this landed for me anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll have to do my, like, I'll have to watch it again. Maybe. I'm not going to, but maybe I should.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of feeling the same way. I feel like there's maybe it's a little bit deeper than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think they solidly tried to, like, have a plot and, like,
yeah,
like some motives and some motivators and some, like, character developments mm-hmm. happen, but, like, none of it did anything for me.
It's a lot deeper than I think your average softcore porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're like, still in like the fetish section. So it's like, then there's that, because this is not my fetish. I prefer my menstrual blood in a cup that I can slurp at my own leisure. I don't really want it like slathered across my chest and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
But anyway, I mean, we're just hanging out in the, or maybe she goes back home and there's another answering machine message.
I think feel like there I is another one somewhere this. In there. Yeah.
Like mom calls like, hey, what the fuck? I don't know. These parents are which not
also, this is
around.
Another, this is another thing I'm confused about. This is a schoolgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe times are different then. When you were a child, did your mom call and leave you voicemails to find you at the on the house phone that you both lived in? If I haven't seen my daughter in a bit, I'm not going to call the house phone in my own house and leave a message about it.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, the only contact we saw with the parent, or the only contact we heard with the parents, was the answering machine.
Yeah. These seem like, there's a whole fucking weird situation going on. These parents.
If you paid me, I couldn't really tell you what the point of anything that happened in this was.
No.
I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I guess we're just trying to drive home the point that the parents are not around, and these girls are wild.
Yeah, they're down to fuck.
They got their own vibrators and shit.
Yeah.
They are not down to fuck. They only like vibrators.
They're taking shits and they're finger blasting.
Yeah, they will not have immoral sexual relations.
My hymen is meant for my father alone.
But yeah, save that shit for daddy.
We're back at the shipping container for another sexual...
Not for daddy.
We're back at the shipping container.
Mm-hmm.
Another sexual encounter between our vibrator torturer and Kozue.
Yes.
And, you know, she knows what he likes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's basically in charge now.
Oh, yeah.
He lines up his ass in her face almost like he's going to do like a stink face, like a Rikishi stink face.
Oh, yeah.
Situation. Yeah, she just plays with his butt. She's blasting his ass. He's vibrating her.
Well, she said, one of them says, "Where's the vibrator?" I think, was it him that asked where it was? And she says, "I have it." And then she starts rubbing it on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, "Get the camera."
Yeah.
And he goes and sets the camera up. Mm-hmm. She puts on her lipstick while he's setting the camera up. And then, he comes over and he says, "That lipstick doesn't look good on you." And then he just kisses. And then he just kisses it off of her.
Yeah.
And then they play with the vibrator and take pictures.
I was waiting for them to get like a double-sided one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And split it between them. It didn't happen, but.
Nope. Because she gave him the fucking kiss of death.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she's like, "I like what you've got going on here. I think I'll have it."
Uh-huh. Yeah, she says, "Did you like the lipstick? It was poison."
"I don't need you. I have everything I need right here.
You have this." Yeah. "I don't need you. I have a vibrator."
Hell yeah.
So this was really just like a roundabout way to be like a feminist.
This like was anthem. Girl power, yeah.
Okay.
It you almost kind of did man. Like that quick zoom in on her too. "I have this."
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was very Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
And then she opens the fucking door to the shipping container and jumps off the fucking building.
Yeah.
She has her vibrator in her hand. And the other one with the giant battery pack in her vagina.
Ass. Oh, yeah. I know it wasn't in her ass, but it looked like it might as well be.
Yeah. It was somewhere. Just walking with it hanging out. Like the big battery pack hanging out, and then she jumps off the building.
Listen, not the worst way to go. I don't know how tall the building was. I'm assuming at least tall enough to kill.
It looked pretty fucking high.
It was
high
pretty
up.
Tall. And like she was naked when she jumped.
Yeah.
And then she lands and she's fully clothed.
Yeah.
And she stands up.
Yeah.
And walks away. And the vibrator is left laying on the ground.
Just dancing all over the sidewalk or the street.
Yeah. And then she's back to walking around with her friends, like in the beginning.
And she hands her friend the little vibrator, like, "I don't need this anymore.
I'm blown the fuck out now."
Uh-huh. And then she sees her own missing poster.
I just suplexed the drill bit. This little bullet ain't gonna fucking do it for me anymore. yeah, her own missing poster. This is stupid, right? Is this whole movie really stupid?
I don't know. I don't know if it is.
Maybe I'm just... maybe I just wasn't in the mood for this on this day.
No, I can totally see that, because it is not what you expect.
Yeah, it was, like, fine. It was fine. It is not the worst movie we've watched.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I do kind of feel like I need to watch it again. I don't know if I ever will, but I feel like there is maybe a little bit more to it than I thought there was going to be. Whether or not that is the case, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened.
The dialogue is all so fucking goofy.
I know.
Yeah.
That was like the worst part. And I really hope it was just a translation thing. I really hope it just wasn't that bad. We gotta go ahead
and give this guy the benefit of the doubt and say that it was definitely that. Because otherwise, mm-hmm. he wouldn't still be making shit if it was all this.
I don't know. You know how fucking Japanese shit is, man. It just fucking do crazy stuff.
That's true.
I don't know if there's more to this movie than meets the eye. Or not.
Well, I surely missed something because absolutely nothing resonated with me. Because, like I said, even the like traumatic bits just kind of didn't connect for me. Because this is another one where, like, if someone wrote down, if you were presented like a written explanation of the scenes that transpired, it would seem horrific and jarring and like traumatizing. But to watch it, it was more like a just strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost comedic.
Well, a lot of it was outright like amusing to me.
Honestly, dude, I think if you took the weird kind of fetishy stuff out of this movie and just had that strange mystery fucking off the wall shit, this would almost fucking be a David Lynch movie.
Yeah, like some you might be right.
Yeah.
Because it was almost giving like SNL skit sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The one that threw me was the fellow student of the same grade.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
And then for it to come back up later, that's what I mean. Just like, for them to circle back to it.
Which means it must be just a term that they didn't translate correctly or like appropriately.
I don't know. Why are you dumping milk on the table?
Yeah.
Her behavior in general was so strange.
And I'm pretty sure, like, she was telling her something like, don't let people bully you. And then she goes and, like, dumps the milk on the fucking table.
So
this, like, splashing her with it. And then was like, shut up.
This movie, it kind of surprised me. Because I went into it expecting just pure Lolita vibrator torture.
Yeah.
And there's a weird fucking story going on here that I wasn't prepared for.
Which...
And I don't know if it's anything to, like, really dig into. But it kind of interests me a little bit.
I wanted to be invested in it really badly. And I would argue that I typically have, like, a pretty exceptional, like, attention span. Like, I can really dig into stuff for a long time. This was not the case for me. It must be a me thing on this day. I'm going
to
go with
that. No, yeah, no. This shit's happened to me multiple times. Like, get home from work, try to watch a movie, just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because that's exactly what it was. I was like, I just...
But the whole ambiguous ending, I think... I still don't know if I liked it or not. It's weird. I don't understand it.
I thought it was like a trope to like, because, you know, a lot of movie makers like to leave things open-ended in case they like revisit it or.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that's what we were doing. I thought, like Lisa said, she jumped off the roof, quite clearly disrobed. On impact is fully clothed. Was this all a fever dream? Has she just been bunkered down in the fucking submarine alone? Yeah. What's happened? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Was she in there huffing the spray paint? alone this whole time, just blasting away.
Did she die when she hit the ground and the rest of it is just a dream?
Well, that's what I was, that's what I thought, because that's what I made that joke about. I was like, I assume you die from this height.
Yeah.
Well, that makes most sense to me.
She's dead.
Yeah, she jumped off the fucking building and passes the vibrator torch on to her friend.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I love the idea. I wish they would have leaned into the more absurd aspects of it, though. I wish her walking along just coming all over this vibrator as she's walking with the, like, dragging a car battery along. I wish we got more of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know, man. You know? Like, that was just so fucking weird.
Yeah, the freaking strange antics that all those little schoolgirls were getting up to were pretty interesting. I'd like to see more from the soup subplot.
Yeah, they really dug into the soup shit for it to not matter at all. I'm very disappointed in the soup.
I know. What? Like, it didn't matter. Yeah.
It didn't. It factored into nothing.
The only thing that it mattered for was, like, them getting that girl to come to them. You know what I mean? Like,
as, like, a blackmail, like, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent her the tape as blackmail. Like, that's the only way it mattered.
Right.
And, you know, they could have just fucking kidnapped her.
Yeah, she's obviously an idiot.
Well, that was Lolita vibrator torture. All right, Lisa, I need you to give me your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
I think I'm going to go ahead and give it 1.5 stars. What the fuck moment. The fucking tampon scene. Come on.
Yeah, it was a little strange.
I hate it. I hate every time we get a tampon scene.
Yeah, I'm not a big tampon guy myself.
Mm-hmm. I think it was important to establish
that we were on our menstrual cycle.
That she was on her period.
Yeah, because, you know, when he's sticking a vibrator in there and it's all bloody, you're going to be like, whoa.
It was apparently important to emphasize because it fucking didn't even work for me. I just thought, wow, what mucousy blood we have, my dear.
It almost looked like lipstick or something. Mm-hmm.
It was like a slime. It was... Yeah. I don't know. It makes more sense now. Changes the flavor, too.
All right, Bo. What's your rating and what the fuck moment?
Yeah, I gotta go pretty low as well. The reason being, I think... They like, I wanted to believe in the soup subplot.
Yeah.
They didn't bring it home for me, though.
Uh-huh.
And all the other story points also didn't bring anything home for me. And this wasn't, like, porny enough to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't graphic enough to be, like, horrific for me. I know that I'm prolapsed, so that's probably more a me problem.
Yeah.
But so we're gonna go pretty low. I think we'll just mirror Lisa at 1.5.
Okay.
Because there were some amusing bits, but I wanted to give this title so much higher. It's a great title.
Yeah,
it is a hell of a title.
It is
almost too spicy. You can't even search that shit.
You can't. Google. I don't even think I let you.
I don't even think I'm gonna be able to post this shit.
We might not be able to. They might be like, so this is a lot, guys. My what the fuck moment will be, I was supposed to save my hymen for my father.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
not a direct quote, but those words were all said in pretty much that order.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the feeling I was left with. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird fucking thing. That was
pretty what the fuck.
Either that or the, hello, student in my same grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was literally my favorite part.
Yeah, mine too. And when they circled back to it, great.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
Oh, man. All right. I think I might get a little wild with this one, guys. I still think I might need a rewatch on this, but I feel like I did kind of like the story.
There's like a cool little revenge plot. There's a little mystery going on here. There's
got something for everybody.
Fucking ambiguous, fucking crazy ending. I am gonna give this movie. I'm gonna 3-star this thing, man.
Okay.
I did kind of like it.
Yeah, this is more evidence that this is just a me problem today, because Chris and I are almost across the board the same.
Mm-hmm. We are.
And this is, yeah, this is not doing it for me.
Yeah, you're more on my level today. Yeah, see?
I'm fucking giving up, I guess.
You're like, fuck the world.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you, man. Cut out the weird fucking Lolita torture. I think you got an even better movie.
Well, you definitely have a different movie, and you might be right. It might be better.
Yeah.
It's like those two. There are so many parts that don't, like, work together. These yeah. separated plot points don't work together to make, like, a cohesive unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And I love the weird little shipping container with all the pictures all over it. They were fucked.
I loved all the scene building. The props department really nailed it.
I mean, it had some great visuals in it. And it was a little disturbing, considering these are supposed to be fucking children that he's molesting.
And he's a detective.
He's fucking everything.
And a photographer.
Everything and nothing.
And a criminal.
At the same time.
He's a mess. He's a homosexual mess.
He's a Renaissance sim.
A what?
You know, on The Sims, they have the aspirations, and it's like a Renaissance sim.
Yeah.
They just do everything. And it's like one of their things is like have three different, like get to this level of three different careers or whatever.
Mine ended up there every time.
Mine too.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a detective, a photographer, and a criminal.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, I get it now.
A little fact.
I also have a loosely related video game to compare to this movie.
Okay.
I started playing the new Dragon Quest Monsters.
Oh, okay.
Basically, Pokemon, Dragon Quest.
Is that what? Okay.
Yeah. You have a team of monsters from the Dragon Quest series, and you fight other monsters.
Okay.
And to get your starter monster, you answer a series of questions. And mine ended up being this giant human-sized cucumber-like thing with a big old flopping tongue, and he wiggles around.
Further evidence of your gayness?
I was just about to say.
Like the vibrator in Lolita Vibrator Torture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe I'm gay.
You either really love dildos or you're gay.
Okay. Those questions were very vague. All right. It was like, do you like cute monsters?
Or do you like 6-inch monsters or 8-inch monsters?
What about 10?
Is rotation important to you?
Right. Yeah. I was like, how veiny do you like your monster? Yeah.
Oh, super veiny.
Do you like a submissive monster or a dominant monster?
Yeah, you guys might be right.
Mm-hmm. How close are you to your mother?
Does your tool work?
Is your tool useless?
Yeah.
Do you prefer doggy style?
Anyway, my what the fuck moment is going to be, I think my what the fuck moment is when she's making her friend a fucking drink and she just dumps it all over the fucking table like a maniac.
Yeah.
That her whole performance in this entire film is pretty what the fuck. That is a creature or like some software. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody's fever dream.
It was crazy.
And then on top of that, halfway through the movie, she's like, I shouldn't have dumped that milk on the table. That was crazy. So I don't know if that's a redemption arc or what. Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
All right. I'm going to say that this movie is those spicy pickles that we get. Like maple, spicy maple,
spicy
habanero,
maple bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Those are good, damn good pickles.
But yeah, sounds like it's a weird.
Confluence of flavors.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a weird thing. Yeah.
Spicy it's, maple pickle?
Yeah.
And they're not super spicy, but they're a little bit spicy.
Hmm. All right, Bo. How spicy is this movie for you?
This is a used tampon soaked in milk of the poppy.
Hell yeah.
There's some pulp.
Some mucus.
And some mucus. Ugh. Really coats the back of your throat.
Yeah.
It's a discharge, all right.
What a fun word, that. Discharge?
All right, Chris.
What about you, Chris? How spicy is this movie?
I'm going to go with poisoned miso soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chunky.
I think all that's left to do is throw this thing on our leaderboard.
Oh, right.
Now, what our leaderboard is just kind of where we personally rank our favorite movies. Each of us have our own little list, and we fucking rate them, or we rank them. Lisa, where does this movie fall on your leaderboard?
I think it's going to go between Regurgitated Sacrifice and August Underground Penance.
All right, it's going to be Lisa's new number 16.
Yeah. All right,
it's really happening for us today. It's also going in 16 for me.
Oh, shit.
I guess I could 1. Argue 5. It's definitely more rewatchable than a few things above it.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
I know.
There's a weird ambiguity to it that I think warrants a rewatch.
I think, yeah, I must have fucking turned my brain off or something. Somehow.
Like, yeah. I know. Yeah, no, this is a weird movie, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I probably don't need to see Tumbling Doll of Flesh again. But this is kind of one of those ones where I think I would rewatch it just to fucking maybe figure out what the fuck happened in this movie.
yeah, so I think even after a rewatch, Tumbling Doll of Flesh is going to be higher on a list for me, though, that just because it's more, it's uncomfortable to watch, but it's because it's like a pretty effectively demonstrated, like, just rape forever.
Yeah. It definitely is more of our style, I guess you would say.
It's more.
This is a very mild movie.
Well, I thought so too. And that's why I was telling Lisa earlier, I was like, ironically, this is one of the ones Jack probably could have survived.
Yeah, definitely.
I was like, and I was telling her, I was like, I know I'm fucking not a good judge of that anymore, but and I know the title alone should have made it much worse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the title is the only thing bad about this movie.
Yeah, because I never really felt like I was watching Schoolgirls. Like, they were in the costumes.
Yeah. True.
Watch these girls all actually be like 11.
I know.
I said the only thing that made it uncomfortable for me was, like, are they old enough or not?
Yeah, and the whole time I was like, man, I hope I fucking don't figure out some shit.
Yeah.
Well, joke's on you. Google won't even let us find out nothing. So.
Yeah, there's fucking, like, nothing on this movie.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like maybe it's, like, the anxiety of, are we going to find out that they're underage?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, before we found that out about Cannibal Holocaust, it never would have occurred to me that these movies would have actually, I wouldn't say I'm naive, but I give movie makers the benefit of the doubt that we're producing art, like we're producing an experience, we're not like actively engaging in this shit.
Nah, you're right. Yeah I never would have guessed that, but I mean, fuck, dude.
Now we have
fucking If you'll massacre a turtle on camera, why not rape a 14-year-old?
Yeah, that movie and Mr. Lucy have me now so concerned.
I know. All right, Chris, where are you putting this on your leaderboard?
Well, I'm going to throw this one in the number 9 slot.
Yeah, between it's... Flower of Flesh and Blood and Bouquet of Guts and Gore.
Much higher that's for Chris than us.
Yeah, I was like, that seems like a strange place to put it.
I thought this is a pretty damn good movie. I thought there's it's a beautiful movie.
You might be right. I'm convinced that I'm just wasn't in the mood today or something.
This has got that artsy feel to it, and I'm an artsy movie guy now.
Mm.
That is a perspective. Yeah.
It's kind of weird to see in a softcore porn called Lolita Vibrator Torture, but you know, I've seen through the facade and I found the miso soup at its core. Anyway, that's it for Lolita Vibrator Torture. Yeah. Now, our next movie has been chosen for us. Uh-huh. And this recommendation comes from our Instagram. This one comes from 5150
finger handle
and Hexilox. They want us to check out Black Metal Veins. Another Lucifer Valentine movie.
Yeah.
So did they
we
send
thought
any,
we were done.
Did they send any like nudes to like
they did not okay. send nudes.
I feel like I should have to get bribed into watching more.
Yeah, we thought we were done with it and now we're doing more.
Someone better.
Hopefully it won't
me.
Be as bad. Yeah, we're gonna need a 5150 after this.
Can you 5150 we'll the willing?
I don't know.
Not really.
I guess we have to pretend we're not willing.
I'll pretend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's
so big.
That's a Kevorkian level question that I'm not qualified to answer. But join us next week when we tackle another Lucifer Valentine movie. Black Metal Veins.
Yeah.
If this cocksucker doesn't make something suitable to the brilliant titles he has, I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna riot. Because these are banger fucking titles every goddamn mm-hmm. time.
I can't wait to find out. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. I'm not excited, but I can't wait to find out.
Hell yeah. Join us next week on What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye,
bitch. Bye, Chris.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com. Where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.